and Kira. Weekends from 11.
As always, a fantastic few pieces of radio from us. A few pieces, I say it's like some set pieces of football. Do you know what I mean? Some great football from Kira and I this weekend, it has to be said.
You know, we're probably second in the Premier League.
Yeah, that's it. We're second in the Premier League. We're not quite at the top, but you know, we're doing okay.
We never win the championship, but we're always kind of there.
We're just kind of floating around in mediocrity the whole time. That's really just what's going on. Yeah, exactly. Not even actually second in the Premier League. We're like 10th. Do you know what I mean? We get in, the merchandising and branding does all right for the team. Do you know what I mean? It's nothing fantastic,
scrap that. We're in first division. Like, do you know what I mean?
We're the top of first division, though.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? We're the number one in first division. Yeah. All right, enough of this.
We just need a good manager to take us all the way to the Premiership. Anyway,
the excuse. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. We just need a better manager in there who can just, you know, use it better, and then we'll be great. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. It would be like Ronaldo. Speaking of mediocre, though, over the weekend, Chris shamed me about my phone because it was revealed that WhatsApp is going to stop working on over 40 smartphones, mine included. So Chris got Alexander Graham Bell, aka Adam, onto the phone to shame me. And of course, the green light has been given to Garth Brooks to perform Five Nights at Croke Park in 2022.
Yes.
And in the true spirit of this show, and because we've been talking about it since 2014, myself and Chris obviously had to mention it just one more time.
Very exciting stuff. We're going to have to go now. Do you know what I mean? We're going to actually have to go in 2022.
We literally do. But anyway.
And on Sunday, we were discussing a sighting of our problematic fave, Kim Jong-un, who apparently has lost weight, which has him hitting the headlines. Do you know what I mean? What a reason to hit the headlines. Like Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian going out, Kim Jong-un losing weight. He's really in the celeb gossip. Tabloids at the moment.
I'm telling you, charisma just must ooze out of every pore of Pete Davidson, and he must be the man with the golden fleece.
I thought you were going to say Kim Jong-un. Sorry, that's why I started laughing. I was like, yes, Kira, he's so charismatic. I mean, charisma just oozes out of Kim Jong-un.
The thing about Kim Jong-un is the fact that South Korean intelligence were spying on him for this particular reason. That's just mind-boggling to me. But anyway.
He's probably like, oh my God, they're obsessed with me. But anyway, we were also discussing things that Gen Z hate about millennials. And as a millennial, I have to say a lot of these are bang on. I'm really with Gen Z on this.
Does that mean that we're Gen Z? Because we literally agreed with everything that Gen Zers want to get rid of about millennials. So
maybe we're in the mindset of a Gen Zer. You never know. Exactly. Yeah. Maybe broadcast coordinator Adam's rubbing off on us. But anyway, that and more, here we go. It literally feels like we've been doing this for, would we say 10 years? Is it 10 years at this point?
Seven. It's 7 years, Chris.
It's 7 years that we've been doing this. Okay.
So it was the summer of 2014 where Garth Brooks cancelled five gigs in Dublin after he was not granted a license. So that was the summer of 2014. Fast forward, Chris, it is November 2021, and as of yesterday, the green light for five Garth Brooks concerts at Croke Park in 2022 has been given the go-ahead. Dublin City Council grants event licenses for five concerts, Chris.
Kira, please. Just wanted to vibe with Garth here for a moment. So it's the five nights. Now, it's not five nights in a row. Wasn't the problem originally that it was five nights in a row, or am I wrong? Was that the issue? I think it was. But
it was the issue that it was five nights in a row, yeah.
Okay, and now it's not five consecutive nights, right?
So I'm not quite sure.
I think there's some breathing room. I think it's like three nights in a row, then a little break, then another two nights in a row. But after our endless joking about it, after it becoming somehow one of the biggest topics in our news cycle for about a year, after poor Katrina Perry was over there talking to Garth Brooks about it. Do you remember at a press conference?
I do.
It was huge.
Chris, you're right. The three concerts that have already been granted will take place on September 9th, 10th and 11th in 2022. But also the council confirmed that it has now granted two more outdoor event licenses for concerts on September 16th and 17th.
And everyone says that's going to be Garth, right? I mean,
Garth.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yes. Can we be serious for a second?
Absolutely. Not that this isn't serious, of course, but yes, of course we can be serious for a second,
Chris,
Kira.
We weren't serious about this 7 years ago.
Not at all. We were doing it ironically. See, this is the problem. It became one of those things that we were doing ironically that we've now turned into being actually interested in. And I don't know what's happened to me. I want to go now. I've hardly ever heard a Garth Brooks song and I want to go to this concert.
I would be so interested.
Yeah.
in hearing, would people who wanted to go 7 years ago, do they still want to go 7 years later? And yes, I think for the likes of me and you, now I want to go.
Oh, now I definitely want to go.
I didn't want to go 7 years ago, but now I do. So what does that say about us?
7 years ago, I could have named you maybe one Garth Brooks song, if even. Like, I couldn't have told you anything about the man.
Was it this?
Yes,
it this
that's
one that
why
you keep
I always
playing.
Play yeah. this one, yeah. Because I don't know much else about him. But now I am firmly set on going to this concert next year, or one of them, maybe all like, five of them, yeah.
Like, what's he going to say when he comes out on stage for the first time? And be like, well, Ireland. It's kind of like, you know, like some. I kind of feel like, you know, when you're like, you're dying for that ex to get back in contact, or, you know, the person who ghosted you that you're like, they're going to regret it and I'm going to hear from them. And then they show up and you're like, well, actually, I'm a different person and I don't want to hear from you now. Will there be that element in terms of Garth Brooks coming back on stage in Croke Park?
Well, I know that, given that you use a relationship analogy, Ciara, I know that at the time, certainly everybody felt very betrayed. Garth felt betrayed by Dublin, I think. A lot of the fans felt betrayed by Garth that he wouldn't at least do a few days, like if not all five of them. We all hurt. With this guy, you know what I mean? There's no way out of it. We were all victims.
But
it's like a war.
Say,
yes.
We are, as a collective, a very different kind of bunch of people now, obviously, after all that we've gone through in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
And I will say as well, you know, five concerts caused so much havoc the last time, you know, in 2014. Now, on the back of the fact that the events, the live entertainment industry has been almost decimated for the last 2 years, there's a part of me that's like, this is great because so many people that have been out of work for so long are going to get work. To, you know,
oh, 100%.
What I'm
trying to say? Yeah, it brings huge employment and it brings huge, you know, money in. Absolutely.
It does.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Also,
something
we haven't
scale.
Been to any live gigs.
I might,
you know,
go to Garth.
Only gradually now are we beginning to open up and start to go to gigs and stuff like that. So there is this different element to Garth Brooks coming back to Ireland in 2022 as opposed to if he had performed those five concerts in 2014. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Of course, just interestingly, you know how everybody found this very contentious at the time and everybody was fighting over it, everybody had an opinion on it? Funnily enough, next year, 2022, that'll be 100 years since the Irish Civil War started, because it was, of course, 1922. So that'll be fun, won't it? Maybe that'll be what our next Civil War is over. Garth coming again. So we have that to look forward to, which is
51552. I really would like to know about the kind of the collective population and whether they will go to see Garth Brooks. 51552.
Would you come with me?
And Chris,
would you go?
Oh,
if we
I would.
Went,
yeah, I would. Okay, I'd go with you. 100%.
Okay, we have to now. I mean, after our after nearly a decade of talking about it.
Can I just say, yes, you're endless talking.
Oh yeah,
it.
Absolutely. I'm the one to blame here. All right. This is exciting. So, of course, we have a set of tickets to give away. Westlife are back next year. They have a very busy few days ahead of them in Ireland, and they have added an extra date, which is Saturday, July 9th in the Aviva. So, everybody entering for this. Everybody really looking for these tickets.
I'm so excited to whoever we ring, because I know the excitement that so many people feel when they win Westlife tickets or they go to a Westlife gig. You know, so it's very wholesome. It's very Irish. It's very heartwarming. So I'm very excited to whoever wins these
Listen
tickets.
To False Ireland here. Absolutely. It is. No, I agree with you, Ciara. Like, it is. But let's ring someone back first. Let's see if anyone's going to win tickets. So,
I could cry, by the way.
Well, let's
That's
see.
That's how excited I am.
They have 10 rings. If they don't answer, we will move on to somebody else. They're already on 2 rings. We're now on 3 rings after Kira's like hard
hello?
Won. Oh, hello. Just
hello.
So you know, you're on the radio, so don't swear or anything like that, okay?
Hello, who are we chatting to?
It's Kelly, Kelly Manning from Waterford.
Hello, Kelly.
From Waterford. And Kelly, can I ask you, what are you up to today?
I just finished breakfast, so I'm on my way into town now and I'm shaking in the car.
What are you doing in town? Like, do you have bits to do? Are you going to work? What's happening?
No, I have bits to do. I only work Monday to Friday. So
okay, so you're doing a few bits. All right, very good, very good.
Yeah.
And would I be right in saying that you might be a Westlife fan?
Oh yeah, a huge Westlife fan. It was my first ever concert when I was about 10.
No, very
are you serious? Okay. Where did you see them?
Up in Dublin is where I saw them with my mum and her friend and my mum's daughter, my mum's friend's daughter.
Oh, very good.
So, okay. Do you have a favourite Westlife song?
It'd have to be Flying Without Wings. I'd have to.
Oh my God, mine too. I actually said that to Chris earlier. I remember when Nikki used to work in 2FM, I remember standing outside the 2FM building and there's these automatic doors. This is no word of a lie, and Afra can back me up on this. Nikki walked out and started singing Flying Without Wings and the two of us almost nearly fainted. Yeah, there you go. That's a true
story. Kira got her own personal Westlife
concert. I got
my
own personal Westlife
concert. With just her and one other person, just Afra and Kira. Right, so Kelly, can I ask you a question? I know you're busy today. Saturday, July the 9th, do you know of your availability? Just wondering if we could book you in.
100% free. 100%.
Excellent. All right then. Well, listen, you have won yourself a pair of tickets to see Westlife at the Aviva on Saturday, July the 9th. Back to
Thanks
Dublin
so
where
much.
You first saw them. Who are you going to bring?
I'm going to have to bring my mother.
I suppose you would, wouldn't you, given that
so
she brought
circle.
You. Yeah, you would. Exactly. All right.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Kelly, we'll let you go do your bits. All right. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks so
Congratulations,
much.
Congratulations, Kelly.
There we go. That's Kelly here. Winning herself some Westlife tickets.
Chris, that's amazing. The first concert she ever went to was Westlife. Her mum brought her. Now, all these years later, she's bringing her mum. Oh, that's just beautiful.
Kira does love that kind of stuff.
I do.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, if you didn't win this time, it's okay because Stephen has more tickets later on today. After 3 o'clock, Stephen will be telling you how you could win yourself his set of tickets. And then, of course, Kira and I have more tomorrow. So all is not lost if you didn't manage to win now. There's still many more opportunities.
See, I told you Flying Without Wings was like one of the top Westlife songs, Chris. Didn't I say that to you earlier?
Kira did actually say that to me because she was like, oh, what song are we going to play like for the thing? And I was like, well, the new single, Kira, we'll play the new single, Starlight. And then Kira was like, no, we should play Flying Without Wings. So Kira and I compromised. Tomorrow we will play Flying Without Wings.
Yes, we will.
I never actually thought, because when I see these articles, right, I'm like, who is this even about? Like, how is this still a thing? But apparently, I actually know an absolute troglodyte, an absolute dinosaur. Her name is Kira.
Hello.
Kira, I cannot believe this story applies to you. This is really surprising to me for some reason.
It's not just going to apply to me. It's going to apply to, 40 popular smartphone models as well. So WhatsApp is supposed to stop functioning on millions of smartphones that use older operating systems.
Where is
in
this
the last,
article now? Hold on.
This is in the last week or so. So obviously the Facebook-owned company, it's announced its messaging app will become incompatible with more than 40 popular smartphone models from next Monday. From Monday, which was November 1st. Thus far, I seem to be okay. Now, users can either buy a new phone or update their current device to run the latest operating system. Otherwise, WhatsApp will no longer work on their phone. And here's the thing, Chris, right?
Yeah.
Here's what's really annoying. I've been due an upgrade for ages now. I'd say I've been due an upgrade since last May.
You've been talking to me about this bloody upgrade for about 2 years. And you're always like, now, what one should I get now? I'm not sure about... Kira has been agonizing and humming and hawing over this upgrade, Kira. So now it might finally be time.
Yeah, I think so. Like, I've got the iPhone, 6 SE or something like that. Do you know what I mean? I don't even know the make of my iPhone. What is it?
Probably an iPhone 4 or something, knowing
No,
you.
It's an iPhone SE. And the reason I like it is because it's small. Now, I could definitely do with upgrading, but I just haven't got around to it. And I don't know why I haven't gotten around to it. But, obviously, I'm going to have to now. But I hate the way that my hand has been kind of forced because I generally communicate with people via WhatsApp.
It's funny though, because Kira's one of these type of, we'll say, not I shun technology and all that, but you, in a way, you certainly wouldn't be hyper connected as a person.
No,
I think
no.
You try and disconnect, and I think it is just really funny that, because sometimes when I see these articles, people who used to pop into my head when they were with us were people like my grandparents, and I was like, God, I hope my grandparents now, or one of my, we'll say, very my older kind of aunts or uncles that might not be the most technologically advanced, but have just about managed to learn WhatsApp in order to communicate with us in a more kind of technological way, whatever. And then I think, oh God, poor them, I hope they're okay. And then Kira, it turns out, is also experiencing that. Old man Kira here is gonna have to.
I know. And I'm the sort of person that if I go to somebody else's house and they've got an Alexa, I'm super uncomfortable having a conversation in the house.
Yeah.
Because I'm all these devices are listening to us, and I promise you I don't have tinfoil on my head right now when I say that, but I don't like that I'm being forced to do this, and I really like this model. And why can't we just keep the models that we're most comfortable with?
Yeah, what's going on with this that they have to update it? You know what I mean? Kira's very old school, though. Kira, does things puts a candle in a bottle of wine and, writes things by hand at night.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
I do.
At a table. That's what Kira's like. Sorry,
yeah,
Kira, I'm just testing out this rotary telephone we found. Maybe you'd be able to just use this really old. I think this phone is compatible with WhatsApp.
Is now the right time to bring up the fact that I obtained a typewriter during the pandemic?
You see, this is exactly what I'm talking about. Kira is this type of person. Kira will, she will. Sorry, I'm testing the phone out for you here, Kira.
Haven't bought a new laptop either yet, Chris. And I got a message basically from the system on my laptop in September to be like, you need to get a new laptop. There is no more updates on this. Like, literally update your shit because we are done, do you know? And I was like, oh my God. Like, my laptop is even saying, Kira, come on, seriously.
Yeah, I've noticed
buy a newer
this.
Version.
So, like, yeah. Kira's, as we were saying, has a typewriter, is now doing stuff on the typewriter, is now kind of, I mean, I won't say quite that you're shunning, you know, modernity or anything, Kira, but, like, you're certainly... Sorry, Kira, this is just your old phone ringing. This is one of those old phones with a bell on it. You know the ones that, like, you have to ring the operator to connect to? And this is actually what Kira has. So, I mean, this is all going to be very exciting stuff, Kira. Do you think that maybe you'll just not upgrade? Because I don't think that's really an option, is it? Like, in order to... continue.
No,
you're going to have to have things like
yeah,
WhatsApp.
Yeah, I'm going to have to upgrade, yeah. I'm going to have to upgrade, which is like... do you know what? Again, I've been meaning to do it since last May. I just haven't gotten around to it.
I hear you.
And now, obviously, I'll have to do it before the whole thing implodes.
Oh my God, sorry.
And then I'm like...
yeah, what?
Do you know, it'd be so great not to have WhatsApp so that I wouldn't have to be in contact with people.
You see, in one way,
it might
be nice.
But then I'd be so afraid that I'd miss, like, you know, one really important message. So, I don't know.
It's weird. You know what's happened there, which is odd? You know the way I was using that old rotary telephone and stuff? I must have accidentally summoned... I don't know what's happened here, but even though he's been dead for 100 years, Alexander Graham Bell, inventor of the telephone, seems to be on the phone. Alexander Graham Bell, even the phone you invented like 150 years ago could also use WhatsApp, couldn't it?
It absolutely could.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, fair enough. So
that's Adam.
No,
that's
it's not.
Adam.
It's Alexander Graham Bell.
No, it's not.
Yeah, exactly. It's Alexander Graham Bell.
You sound very young.
Well, my ghost is young.
Yeah, so Alexander Graham Bell, when you died and you manifested yourself as a ghost in the afterlife, you wanted to choose like a kind of a young, hip, mid-20s version of yourself.
Oh my God, absolutely. I wanted to be the youngest little ghost popping around.
Yeah, I hear you, absolutely.
So what do you think I should do? Do you think I should upgrade? Do you think that I should hold on to my iPhone SE? What do you think?
Yeah, what's your advice as the inventor of modern telecoms, Alexander Graham Bell? What do you think Kira should do?
As someone who really believes in technology and moving things forward, I think you should upgrade, Kira.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
not,
I mean,
not
I've
only
heard
because
it from...
it'll make...
I've heard it straight from the horse's mouth, Chris, as they say.
Why,
you know?
Why is that, Alexander Graham Bell? You seem to have some logic you wanted to apply.
Oh, I just believe it would probably make things a lot easier for other people to get in contact, you know?
Yeah, get in touch. I hear you. Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, I hear you. Kira, so even Alexander Graham Bell... so, by the way, thank you, Alexander Graham Bell. It's very nice to have you.
Oh, anytime. Yeah, all right.
Even Alexander Graham Bell...
people are going to lose their mind about the fact that he's been on the show, Chris.
What an
exclusive. They're
going
to lose their mind. Yeah.
He's been dead since 1922. But I guess he was so surprised by the fact that you were considering... not upgrading your phone and not being able to use WhatsApp anymore. He had to manifest himself here. Kira, you're going to have to upgrade. Did I see it's like within the next few days?
No, it was last week. So I don't know how quickly it's going to happen, but I will, I'd imagine, have to get an upgrade before it totally implodes on my phone.
Whoa. Okay. Jesus. Don't get me wrong. I wouldn't mind not getting WhatsApps from Kira. That'd be great. Give me a bit of peace for a while.
Come on. Come on. I have barely texted you.
That'd be great. Is that the song you thought it was, Kira?
Yes. No, genuinely it was.
Remember how you said earlier you're a terrible liar? I would tend to agree. You know,
okay, look, I knew it was Niall Horan, okay?
Did you?
Yes, I did.
Did you even know that? Okay, all right.
I did.
I'll give you that. Well, let's say hi to Michaela, who definitely did get it right. Hello, Michaela.
Hello.
Hi. How are you? What's
how
going
are you?
On?
I'm good. How are you?
We're good. We're okay. I'm in hibernation mode. I'm not going to lie.
Can't complain, Michaela. Can't complain. Where are you in the country? What's going on?
Drogheda, County Louth.
Very nice. And are you up
and
to anything today?
What are you up
today?
To, yeah.
Kira and I are so in sync. Sorry, are you up to anything today, Michaela?
We're just heading, myself and my boyfriend, just heading to Dublin for the day to walk around and have a little look at the shop.
Oh, right. Christmas shopping, maybe? Or what do we think?
Don't, Chris.
Maybe. Never too early.
No.
It is. It is way too early.
Michaela,
everyone needs to calm down.
Michaela, if you want to do some Christmas shopping, it is still a little early. I mean, it's the 6th of November, but I mean, I saw yesterday places are putting up all their Christmas stuff. All of the Christmas stuff has started. I mean, you could be forgiven, Michaela, for getting into that mindset. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
You that sound excited about it, Michaela. I think you want to do some Christmas shopping, do you?
I'll have a look anyway and see. Have a look.
I was
start
thinking,
taking notes, maybe, yeah.
No, I think Michaela wants to go Christmas shopping. That's what I think's happening. Are you just dragging the boyfriend with you and he has no interest in any Christmas shopping?
Oh, no, he's more excited than me.
Ha 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 I believe that was your boyfriend saying yes when I asked that, was it, Michaela? All right.
I love how Michaela was like, no, he's totally into it as well, just like me. And then all we hear in the background is, yes.
Michaela was trying to be such a politician. No, we're both really looking forward to it. What's your boyfriend's name, Michaela?
Robert.
Hi, Robert. Poor Robert. Robert wants no part of this. He's like just wants to chill out for the day. Do you know what I mean? Instead, Michaela's dragging him Christmas shopping.
Now, Chris, let's not cause an argument between this lovely couple who are about to have a lovely day together. Okay.
I'm very sorry. Okay, let's get down to business here.
Chris and Kira's quiz of the week.
How this works is, there are five questions here. If you get 4 out of 5 right, Michaela, you will win yourself €100 worth of Just Eat credit added straight to your account. You can treat Robert now with that when you get home. Do you know what I mean? After your long day in Dublin. Yeah, exactly. Robert's all about this. I like Robert. Robert's great. Not that you're not great, Michaela, but I feel Robert's my boy. But anyway, listen, we'll do this. If you get 4 out of 5 questions, you'll be laughing, okay? So let's go.
Okay. Are you ready for your first question, Michaela?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay. This week, Snoop Dogg claimed that who was working on music for Grand Theft Auto? Was it A, Daniel O'Donnell? Was it B, Dr. Dre? Or C, Adele?
Dr. Dre.
It is Dr. Dre. Well done.
Nice. Good job.
Imagine Daniel O'Donnell working on the soundtrack for Grand Theft Auto. I'd actually start playing computer games again.
Those would be some fat beats. It'd be incredible. All right. Here's your next question, Michaela. Where was the COP26 summit held this week? Hold on. I'll give you some options. Don't worry. And the options make it way easier, okay? Was it Glasgow? Or COP, as they're calling it. Was it Glasgow, A, the Antarctic, or the Galapagos Islands? Where do you think that was held?
I think we'll go for Glasgow.
Yes.
It was indeed Glasgow. Yeah. Okay, here is your third question. Who did Simon Cowell announce will replace him as a judge on the upcoming ITV show Walk the Line? Is it A, Daniel O'Donnell? Is it B, Dr. Dre? Or is it C, Gary Barlow?
Gary Barlow?
It is. Again, can I just say, I'd love to see Daniel O'Donnell replace him as the judge.
Sure. He's a great option for both of these so far, even though he's supposed to be the joke option. All right, here's your next question, Michaela. This week, Antonio Conte succeeded Nuno Espirito Santo in which job? Was it A, presenter of ITV show Walk the Line? Was it B, manager of Tottenham Hotspur? Or was it C, James Bond?
I will go manager of Tottenham Hotspur.
Yes, very
Boom,
well done.
Boom, 4 out of... Look at this. This is
go
a solid
for a clip.
Performance.
Go for 5
here we go.
Out of 5,
here
Michaela.
We go.
Come on.
Okay, last weekend, so the highly anticipated finale of which RTE drama series? Was it A, Sin, B, Kin, or C, Bin?
We go Kin.
Yes! Wow. Oh my God, 5 out of 5!
Effortless.
Home run.
Very nicely done, Michaela, in fairness to you.
Now, very important question. After your big long day in Dublin walking around, what takeaway will the two of you get this evening?
I think I'll have to let Robert decide this one. He's good enough to put up with me for the
day. There you go. I think Robert has to be the one deciding this.
Michaela, I think you've been very easy on Robert. That's my personal opinion.
Easy! Easy on Robert! Poor Robert getting dragged into all of this against his will. Listen, it'll be...
No, I had to stick up for Michaela. You and Robert there, you know, with your big bromance or whatever.
That's right, yes.
Stick up for Michaela.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, listen, Michaela, Robert, have a great day in Dublin and, of course, enjoy that €100 worth of Just Eat credit.
Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
That's the pair of
them
now.
You too. Thank you.
Off to Dublin to do some Christmas shopping. Much to Kira's annoyance, it would seem. Kira's not about Christmas shopping at the moment.
I'm not annoyed at Michaela and Robert and what they want to do, their life choices. I personally just, I'm like, we had 2 weeks of Halloween. I just think that the month of November should be a time of rest for people before amping up to the December period. Because actually, I think we're ruining it for all of humanity. But sure, look, what do I know?
Would you not like 7 weeks of Christmas?
No.
No. All right. So that's fair enough, actually. That's a fair enough request, Kira. Okay. Shakira. Of course, Kira and I recently covering her boar attack. Remember that? She got attacked by a boar like a month ago?
Shakira actually came out and she said people were just standing there looking at her as the boars attacked her and, you know, took her bag and ran away. And I have to stick up for the people in one way that were looking at her because they were probably standing there being like, OMG, is that Shakira being attacked by a boar? I'm not laughing at the severity of the situation.
Sure, of course, yes.
And I'm really glad that herself and her sons got away unharmed. But I think I feel like I would have walked into the Twilight Zone or I would have entered a different dimension if I was walking through a park in Barcelona and I saw the world famous Shakira being attacked by a boar.
Sure.
You know,
of course. Yeah.
I would like to think that my humanity would kick in and I would rush to help defend her. But I also understand why people were probably standing there scratching their heads being like, that can't be right.
No, screw you know? That. Anyway, I'd be like, I'm not getting attacked by a boar. Sorry, Shakira. The boar's on you. I'm standing here safely away from you and the boars. Oh my goodness. Listen, it's all happening after 1 o'clock today with Dave Fanning. We will give a huge thanks to producer Jonathan, to broadcast coordinator Andrew. Kira and I will be back tomorrow from 11. Until then, though, from myself, Chris, goodbye from Kira.
Goodbye.
What a...
Sorry, I got distracted.
Wow, Kira, we were really knocking this whole show out of the park.
Oh,
I have
I'm
to say,
sorry, I got
really
distracted.
Tight, really good show today. But hey, listen, why not destroy it in the last 14 seconds?
Anyway, sure look.
I know, this is big stuff. Sorry, hi everyone. My name is Chris, this wonderful woman. Her name's Kira.
Hello, and as everybody knows, we have a problematic fave here on the show. We actually can't really call him a problematic fave anymore, can we, Chris?
I don't know if we can call him a fave, but we certainly have a morbid fascination and curiosity with leader of North Korea, Kim Jong-un. We keep you updated on him because we always feel he's up to something interesting in a weird way. And don't get me wrong, interesting's probably the wrong word as well, because as we say, it's more of a morbid fascination and curiosity. Because let's actually be real here for a second. I think part of the reason is, and I know people do this with things that they fear, the idea of North Korea is terrifying to me.
The idea of this man being the leader of North Korea is very scary.
I think it's a scary thing for everyone because, you know, it's still... You know, it's still not a pleasant idea, but there's weirdly also something kind of comical about the whole thing. And I don't even mean comical in a real way, but like in a kind of a bittersweet, kind of absurd way. But
this is absurd because South Korea's spy agency held a meeting during the week because they've been spying on the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un, because he's recently lost about 20 kilograms. So it's about 44 pounds. And he remains healthy. He's trying to increase public loyalty to him in the face of like worsening economic problems over there. But the National Intelligence Service gave the assessment during a closed door parliamentary briefing on Thursday. They use artificial intelligence techniques to analyze Kim Jong-un.
Wow. And so he's into analyze what he looks like.
Yeah. And
sorry,
other
I'm just
methods
have the
to
North
investigate.
Korean anthem here in the back.
Yeah. Kim's condition. And that's two lawmakers who attended the session said that. So obviously his health has been a focus of keen outside attention in recent months because he appeared noticeably thinner in state media photos and videos.
Can I just say, I value him, like I value his appearance, whatever he chooses for his body. But he looks great with the weight off, I have to say. Like he looks much healthier. Do you know what I mean? Like I'm really feeling this slimmer Kim Jong-un. I think it's really working for him. But I think the glasses frame his face better and everything. I think it's just a great vibe.
Talk about the fact that how mad is it that this is a thing? Now, I understand, you know, one country wants to know the health of another country's leader, especially in terms of South Korea and North Korea. You know what I mean?
Sure, of course.
But like to focus in, you know, anyway, despite his thinner appearance, North Korean observers have said that he has no apparent health problems and his weight loss is probably the result of efforts to improve his physique.
So he was apparently...
It's just mad to say that there was a meeting behind closed doors in South Korean, you know what I mean, like parliaments, about Kim Jong-un's weight loss.
No, I've heard, like, because I've even seen documentaries and stuff where they'll be at the border and stuff, the lads will be at the border and like sometimes he'll like come out and look over and stuff and they're all kind of like, oh, hold on, is he out there now? How's he look? Oh, he's looking well. Do you know what I mean? Zoom in on him there. Yeah, no, he's looking well. You know what I mean? Apparently there's quite, you can imagine, there's quite a bit of scrutiny on what he's up to all the time because you have to be careful. Do you know what his heaviest? He was 140 kg.
That means nothing to me. What's that in stone?
So in stone, what would that even be in stone? Let me try and work that out. Hold on, let me get it a converter here. 140 kg.
You know the
stone.
Way pregnant women will tell you how many weeks pregnant they are?
Yeah.
And that means nothing to me. I'm like, tell me in months.
Oh,
tell
right,
me in months.
Same thing. Okay.
Yeah.
140 kg. Is 22
and
the
same
stone.
Thing with KD. 22 yeah. stone.
22
okay,
stone.
Right.
So that's heavy. I mean, like for a man of his, we'll say stature, that'd be heavy enough now. So he's now at a much slimmer, I think. Hold on. What would he be at now? If he's at only... Oh, they're not sure what weight he's at now, but they do suspect he's lost about 20 kg. That's what they're trying to figure out with the AI technology and all that and what you were saying, Kira, and the artificial mapping of his face and everything. Still, though...
So bizarre. So
I think he's
bizarre.
Looking really well. I think he's looking gorgeous. Do you know what I mean? And I think...
well,
more
I
power
go that
to
far
him.
Now
more
myself,
power
anyway.
To him, Kira. I think
no,
he's
no,
right.
I would say less power
Wait,
to him, but anyway.
Actually, you know what?
Okay.
This might be one of the rare situations where that would be an appropriate thing to say. Yes, okay. Maybe less power to him. But anyway, we will see. We will keep you updated on the developments. And again, just to remind everyone, this country does have nuclear capability. So I guess that is one of the reasons there is sometimes such scrutiny and such a, we'll say, an impetus to keep an eye on him. You know what I mean? It's still important. But anyway, Kira, there's an important update for everybody from our, as you say, problematic fave. if fave's even the right word, Mr. Kim Jong-un. How about this? Also, on the way for you later on in the show, I know the way they kind of laugh at how, like, in some ways, technologically unadvanced North Korea is. Kira, you have your own case of technological unadvancement or inadvancement or whatever.
Yeah, I'm screwed.
Kira's phone might stop working. It's so old with WhatsApp. We're going to have to do this later. I never thought I'd actually know anyone who this happened to. But anyway,
yeah, I know.
Westlife's Flying Without Wings, Kira's favourite Westlife song. We played it for you and everybody, of course, texted then to win those tickets. So let's call somebody back now and let's remember that if they don't answer, they don't win, and we'll move on to somebody else. We'll give them like 10 rings, I guess. So they were, listen, I mean, we're off to a good start. It's ringing at least. And 10 rings is a very long time.
Hello.
Hi, just so you know, you're live on the radio, so don't swear or anything like that, okay? All right. Okay. All right. Excellent. Hi.
Who are we talking to right now?
This is Zina.
Hello, Zina.
Hi, Zina.
Hi.
You're pretty excited on this Sunday morning, aren't you?
I suspect she might be. So, Zina, where are you in the country?
I'm in Cashel.
Right. And I take it you entered our Westlife competition?
Yes.
Yeah, all right. And
are you a huge fan of Westlife?
Yes. And that was my wedding song.
Oh, that's
oh,
nice.
Flying Without Wings was your wedding song.
That's yeah. cute.
See, Chris, it's a gorgeous song.
I never said it wasn't a gorgeous song. I mean, I know Westlife's back catalogue extensively. I like all of them, Kira. I don't have a favourite, all right? That's all I'm saying. Don't make me choose. Zaina, let me ask you this. Do you know what you're doing on July the 9th, 2022? Do you have any plans currently?
Hopefully going to see Westlife.
Well, I suppose we could provide you with a set of tickets then, couldn't we? I mean, I guess we could manage that. Given that you're here and everything, you're good enough to answer the phone. I mean, why not, Zina? There you go. Won yourself a set to their Aviva gig
God,
on the night.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my God. You see, Chris, this is why I was excited coming to work today, because I knew that we were going to give away tickets to Westlife and make somebody very, very happy. Zina, I'm delighted it was you.
Thank you so much. You have made my day, my week, my year.
You sound like you're crying, Zina. Are you okay? Oh, no.
Oh,
I suspected
gosh.
Zina was crying. Listen, we'll all start crying, Zina, if we don't let you go, okay? So we'll let you go and congrats, all right?
Thank you so much.
There we go. No, thank you, Zina.
See, Chris, now I'm nearly crying.
I know, and then I'm going to start crying, Kira. So
I
listen,
know.
We're going to have to move on or we'll all be crying here. We'll all be sobbing at 10 to 12 or whatever, 5 to 12 on a Sunday, and we can't have that. Okay. Kira was just showing me this, and I actually think that there's something wonderfully full circle about it, because to use Gen Z talk, Kira, I am here for this.
Yes, I am here for this too. And actually, over the last couple of years, Chris, I think me and you, we used to compile a list of things that had to go out. We used to do it on...
We used to do it in January or late December. We used to say things we didn't want to be having to deal with in the new year or very early in the new year, we would do it, yes.
So Gen Zers are sharing the millennial trends that they plan to end.
So hold on a second. I just want to kind of get something clear here. You and I are millennials.
We are.
And then like broadcast coordinator Adam, he's a Gen Z.
Yeah, he is not here for us at all.
No, he is not. He finds us, to use their slang,
tedious.
Cringe. No, Kira, you wouldn't say tedious. You'd say cringe.
Oh, come on, Kira. Okay. He does. He finds us cringe. And that's fine. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm here for it. Okay,
Adam's a zoomer, I think, is the term for it. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, so Gen Zers, they're sharing the millennial trends that they plan to end. And a lot of them, Chris, I have to say, I agree with, you know. I'm going to start with some kind of mild forms of it. Weird ass eyebrows.
So, of our generation, contouring eyebrows is a bit... Is that what they mean by that? As in very pronounced, very heavily, we'll say almost drawn-on eyebrows. Gen Z don't like that. Okay.
No, they don't.
All right,
no,
that's fair enough.
I think more so they're more talking about like really thick fiber, like ridiculous eyebrows, you know?
I've noticed Gen Z have a much more natural look. They're all about like kind of understated makeup and wearing like dungarees and all that kind of stuff. They're like, you know what I mean? They're
a
less superficial
wrong.
Gen... Am I? All
no,
right.
you're 100% wrong. There's so many makeup tutorials now to make
that
Gen
is
Zers
true,
look
actually.
Like supermodels.
Oh,
so.
That is true. Yeah.
No. Another one on the list is the bad relationship that millennials have with boomers. So that would be what, Chris? The generation above us.
I think boomers are the gen... No, Gen X is the generation above us. And then boomers are like people our parents' age, I think.
Ah, okay. But I mean, is that not history, Chris? Is that not always the trend... For whatever generation that you're from, you give out about the younger generation and then you give out about the older. Is that not what
this is what every generation does?
Yeah.
Yes, every generation does this. But I'm enjoying seeing this through the prism of what Gen Z thinks is wrong with us. I actually kind of enjoy that. Yeah, go ahead.
Another one on the list, impact font memes and saying only 90s kids remember this are high on the list.
Yes, can Jesus, I agree say, with them on that.
But we've been saying this for 10 years. A list that I would love to get rid of is the 10 ways you know you're Irish list. I don't know how many different variations of that we can do where we actually have to stop. I said that 10 years ago and still the lists keep on coming and it's the same all the time.
Do you remember in the 90s when you have flat 7-Up? Yeah, of course. Awful.
You know, like your favourite one there is like, you know you're Irish when you leave the immersion on and it's like, guys, come on, please.
Do you know when your mum would hit you with a wooden spoon if you didn't drink flat 7-Up when you were sick? Oh, Gen Z's right on this one.
They're so right. So far, I'm completely agreeing. Being social is on the list. Now, I don't agree with this one because I think that as obviously
that might be in there is a joke, but that is funny.
No. I actually don't think it is, and I think that yes, there has been an awful lot of pressure to be social, and we're social as human beings. Obviously, the last 2 years,
Gen Z aren't,
a lot
obviously.
Of us, not by choice, have become very introverted. So I understand it on some level, but being social, you see, I'm afraid that people are just so wrapped up in their phones that they're not going to go out and meet people either. So I'm a little bit on the fence about that one.
Apparently, that is a big thing with Gen Z. I read some research recently that Gen Z don't socialize nearly as much as any other generation.
No.
Which, like, listen, I, as an antisocial weirdo, I'm all for that. That's great. But obviously, as you say, Kira, maybe not healthy in the long term, just for personal development and all that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
So far, though, I am here for these Gen Z things, I have to say.
Okay.
These guys have
next
it right.
Next one.
Yes.
Next one on the list, hipster food because it's too damn expensive.
Oh yeah, that is a fair point. It is expensive. Yeah, alright.
Yeah, no, I agree with that though. I do agree because we did go through, and we still are going through this massive trend. Maybe not so much anymore, but yeah, I fell for that too.
The hipster food,
you know,
kind of thing, like,
I was
as in avocados and...
I was having dehydrated kale with mashed avocado on with Turkish eggs on sourdough bread. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, yeah, sure. Absolutely. Okay.
Right. Choosing a financially stable job over their dream job, then regretting it. Now, I mean, that screams privilege, in an awful
lot of regards. Can choose their,
not everyone can choose their dream job.
See, that's it. Exactly. Okay. That's fair enough.
Cringe culture. That's another one on the list.
Cringe culture as in, like,
as long as it's not hurting themselves or others, let people enjoy things. I agree with that too. You know, like, people say, oh, I have a guilty pleasure.
Oh, sure.
I actually
sure.
don't think there's any such thing as a guilty pleasure anymore.
Sure, if you find it pleasurable, you do it. Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly.
I
like,
hear
so
you.
Many of my male friends love Westlife, okay, and they want to go to Westlife concerts, but they're almost embarrassed to say that they love Westlife. And I'm like, what? I'm like, if you enjoy it, why not say it and be open about it? I don't see the problem there, but you're right. We did kind of create a cringe culture where it's like, oh, Westlife is my guilty pleasure.
Yeah. Yeah,
just because I'm a man. And it's like, no, if you enjoy it, say that you enjoy it. So I agree with that. Cable television, I mean.
Oh yeah, because they don't watch any TV. Or as in, like, they watch everything streaming and everything. That's that's a problem that the media is aware of. Would you believe it or not, Kira? That is a problem that broadcast media is fully aware of. Also, if I can give one more here from this list. And this is so typically what happens with me. I have very long hair now. I have hair that's like down to my just stomach. And
I have plans for that hair, but anyway.
Well, I would like now if we could glam it up a bit, don't get me wrong, but man buns and all the long hair hipster styles are no longer cool, according to Gen Z. As soon as I get one, it's instantly not cool anymore. If I had this 10 years ago, it would have been really cool. But as always, with me, really late to the party, now that I have it, Gen Zs are like, oh, that's so, not cool. So
I know. This one I agree with. This is next on the list, lip injections.
Yeah, well, listen.
We've allowed that happen, and I've seen so many beautiful faces destroyed by those lip injections. And anyway, another one is drinking IPA beer.
Again, I would have been really cool 10 years ago with my long hair and drinking IPA beer, but now I'm just cringe, according to Gen Z. So,
but it did. There has been a movement in the last, God, Chris, I'd only say about 10 years, where like people have gotten so into IPA or craft beers to the point where it's almost like a religion.
It's a personality, yeah, completely. Yeah.
So much so that I even tried to jump on board, and I was like, well, everyone's talking about IPA beers, so I'll try them. And I hated it because I don't like beer.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah, I hear you. Listen, I'm actually with this list. I think it's quite comprehensive, and I think they've kind of done our work for us this year, because usually you and I would think of trends that have kind of fizzled out, but look, the Gen Z are miles ahead of us. When you hear a track like this from a few years ago, you remember like how absolutely brilliant he was as a man.
I saw a really funny thing about Kanye yesterday. He added, he was on this podcast and he said that he put Jay-Z, Drake, Kid Cudi, Pusha T, Kim Kardashian and Travis Scott in a group chat and literally texted and said, I'm worth more than y'all on this text combined.
That's the fun I remember him. You know what I mean? Actually, you know what? It's wrong of me to say that back when he was good, because his latest album was very good, and he is kind of, it seems that he's a little calmer lately and is doing more of the hijinks I remember him for. You know what I mean? Obviously, there was that dark period for Kanye. But
imagine like having that confidence to put all those extremely
wealthy,
rich people into the same WhatsApp group and be like, I'm worth all of you. I'm worth way more than you guys.
He probably isn't as well. Like, especially if people like Kim Kardashian, there's no way.
And Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I like that, though. That's the Kanye I remember. That's the Kanye who's great fun. But anyway. Emer, well done on getting that. Hi, Emer. How are you?
Not too bad, Harry.
Yeah, listen, can't
complain. Good. Emer, did you get it straight away as soon as you heard it?
Oh, definitely. I'm a big fan, so.
Yeah.
I hope I would have got it anyway.
Yeah. And yes. I think it was written about Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah, I think.
Anyway, there you go.
Yeah, Emer's not sure, but she knows she got the track right, and that's all that matters. What are you up to this morning, Emer? What's going on?
I'm minding my dogs.
You're minding your dogs? Okay, fair enough. Not too bad. Are you going to take them out for a walk or anything? Or are you just going to chill out? What's going on?
He has a lampshade on him, so I'd say he won't be going too far.
He has a what?
A lampshade.
A lampshade.
Oh, no. So he had like an operation or something, and so he doesn't scratch himself, or...
Yeah, he had to go to the vet on Friday.
Oh, no. Is he all right?
Oh, yeah, no, he's fine.
No, good. Okay, fair enough.
It's really weird. I kind of find it, and this is no offence to dogs, and obviously I hate the fact that they have to have operations or that they hurt themselves, but there's nothing funnier than looking at a dog trying to navigate a lampshade. Anyway, maybe that's just me.
You're very cruel, Kira. How's he managing the lampshade? Is he okay, or is he all stressed out by it?
He's fine. He just watches films with me and then he gets a bit annoyed by it, but he's grand.
Oh, right. Okay. What films have you and the dog been watching over the weekend? What kind of genre does he like?
A couple of Bond films. And,
very good.
Oh, he's
Marvel.
A Bond fan.
Okay. Very good. Very good. Well, listen, how about this?
Like action and adventure then, so.
Listen, he's a cultured dog. He likes his Bond. He likes his Marvel. He likes, you know what I mean? He's got. What's your dog's name, Emer?
Alfie.
Alfie, very nice. Well,
Alfie,
listen.
That's cute.
I don't know if you're going to be able to get any dog-friendly takeaway, but we should certainly play the quiz of the week nonetheless and try and win yourself €100 worth of Just Eat vouchers.
Chris and Kira's quiz of the week.
So how this is going to work, Emer, is we have 5 questions on the biggest goings-on of the last week. If you can get 4 out of 5 answers right, you will win yourself €50 credit for you, €50 for a friend, but of course you could just keep the entire €100 for yourself. However, you do need to get 4 out of 5 right, so I mean, it's still all to play for. Nothing's guaranteed yet, Emer, you know?
Okay.
Okay,
so are you ready for your first question?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Roy Keane has been rumoured this week to take part in what? Is it A, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here? B, Jeff Bezos' latest rocket to space, or C, The Simpsons?
I'm a Celebrity.
Oh my God, you are so right. Guys, if this happens, I am literally crossing everything off my diary because I don't think there's enough money in the world to get Roy Keane on I'm a Celebrity. But imagine if it happened.
That's what I was going to say. Like, I can't... I think it would be amazing if somebody like Roy Keane did I'm a Celebrity. I don't think he's going to do that, is he? Like, he's not going to do that, right? There's no way he would do that.
But like Chris, I mean, money talks. If you're offered, and they'd have to offer someone like Roy Keane a substantial amount of money.
Of course. I don't know if he'd do it though, because like he's very, you know, he's very straight laced. He's not the most theatrical. I wouldn't say he would enjoy the idea of reality TV, you know, that's all.
Or other people in a jungle.
Or other people in a jungle, exactly, or anything like
but
that.
But can I just say, I would 100% watch it. Would
that'd be amazing.
Would you watch it, Emer?
I have to put my hands up and say I never watched it, really.
Oh, I've never watched it. I've never seen an episode of I'm a Celeb, but I would watch it if Roy Keane was in there. Jesus. All right, listen. Here's your next question, Emma. You're off to a good start. Which Irish singer ranks as 4th richest pop star under 30 on the Heat Rich List of 2021? Is it A, Bono? Is it B, Dermot Kennedy? Or is it C, Niall Horan?
Niall Horan?
Yes, indeed. Well done.
It is Niall Horan. It is indeed. Okay, your third question. Jay-Z opened his Instagram account this week. Who was his one and only followed account? Is it A, Marty Morrissey? Is it B, Beyonce? Or is it C, Micheál Martin?
Beyonce.
It was. And he closed down his Instagram again.
Wait, I don't understand. So he activated his Instagram.
He followed
Beyonce and then deactivated his Instagram.
And then deactivated, yeah.
I see.
So I don't know what's going on in the world of Jay-Z this week.
Right.
Very indecisive.
Okay. Here's your next question. You're on 3 out of 3 so far. You're doing very well. Okay. Ireland out half Johnny Sexton earned his 100th cap yesterday in which sport? Was it A, cap collecting? Was it B, Formula One? Or was it C, rugby?
Rugby.
Yes, well done.
He is an
excellent cap collector, though, as well. I just want to say on a side.
He's a very good cap
fantastic.
Collector. Don't know how he is at Formula One.
Yeah.
He's also very good at rugby. And a massive congrats to Johnny Sexton, of course. Okay, here we go. The Netflix series about the weird and wacky world of which Tiger King star is due out this week? Is it A, Tigger? Is it B, Tony? Or is it C, Joe Exotic?
Joe Exotic.
It is Joe Exotic. I'm going to hold my hands up here, Emer, like you said before. I haven't watched the first one.
Wait, there's another one coming.
Yes, Chris. Hello, where were you for this question? Yes,
oh my, no, but it's in, I get that from the question, of course, but there's a new Tiger King. There's a Tiger King 2 on the way. Oh, wow.
Yes.
How did I miss this? Great.
I don't know, Chris.
I actually get updated through the news via a lot of these questions, I have to say. I don't know what's going on around me. Wow. Also, does that mean 5 out of 5 for you, Emer? I think it does.
5 out of 5
very
for
good.
Emer.
Well
Emer.
Done.
Very important question now. What takeaway are you going to get this evening?
Either a pasta, definitely a pizza anyway of some sort.
Really? You'd go for a pizza? Yeah, okay, fair enough. Yeah, all right, well, listen. Emer, you and Alfie, ye have a good Sunday. Relax, do you know what I mean? Hopefully Alfie gets the lampshade off soon and enjoy your Just Eat.
Perfect, thanks so much, Dave.
There we go, that's Emer.
Thanks, Emer.
Tiger King 2, look at that. I had no idea.
I know.
And I loved Tiger King.
There you go,
King.
Chris. That's your week sorted.
Would you not consider now, Kira, having, you know, there being a bit of time to breathe and everything, you surely don't feel pressured now. I know I was pressuring you like a year and a half ago. Would you not consider watching Tiger King now? Now that a lot of time has passed.
No.
It's not like, really? God almighty, Kira.
Yeah, I've no...
You're missing out.
Just no interest.
You're missing out. I don't know what they're going to do for this
Maybe
second
Maybe I
thing.
Am.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, incredible stuff as always. If you're here and for some reason you're not subscribed, subscribe, give us a rating, 5 stars. I'd tell your friends and you go
like
to your local
really
library.
It was like a really good performance in a semi-final.
That's
stop with the football
to extend the football metaphor right up to the end, Kira. Yes, it was. Exactly. Listen, how about this? Until next time, from myself, Chris, goodbye from Kira.
Goodbye.
Chris and Kira. Weekends from 11.